Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat. And today I have with me, Carl.
What's happening, Kat?
Nothing much, Carl. I am eager to talk about Edge of Tomorrow.
I am so glad you finally saw it. It took you a long time. I've seen it twice in the time it took you to see it once.
There you go. Please don't give me a hard time.
I apologize, Kat. Have I mentioned how beautiful and intelligent you are?
Thank you, but, Carl, please don't flirt with me. We are both podcast professionals. Can we please just discuss the Edge of Tomorrow film starring Tom Cruise?
You are right, Kat, as usual. If I can remember back that far because it's been so long.
Sigh.
I remember feeling extremely satisfied with this film. In fact, like Oblivion last year, this is my favorite film of 2014.
When I finished seeing this film, I thought, this is Carl's type of film. Even though we have seen this theme before, it was done in an innovative way.
I agree, this is very Groundhog's Day, but the twist of it being a time-traveling alien was something that hasn't been done before. Tom Cruise was a believable character and the film had one of my favorite things, something I always preach about. Plausible peril. They did a lot of work to make me believe these aliens were a threat in the way the brilliant yet stereotypical mad scientist described. Not only were these beings an intellectual threat who created a way for them to perfect their plan of attack using time, they were extremely dangerous on the battlefield.
My God, they were absolutely terrifying. I don't think I've seen an alien quite like it. It was as if someone scribbled on a piece of paper and breathed life into them, then let them loose on humanity. The soldiers were essentially being attacked by an angry Van Gogh.
Ha ha ha. Have I told you how very funny you are, Kat? Beautiful, smart, and funny. It's like you are the model of perfection. But I digress. I really want to talk about the tech in this film. Edge of Tomorrow took place in a reasonable portrayal of the near future. The tech wasn't perfect and shiny, not that anything is wrong with that, but it had that almost kitchen sink tech like some of the films we've seen last summer.
I couldn't agree more. I don't usually like junky tech, but the tech looked clunky in a way that would have been developed by our government. The fact that...
Kat?
Yes, Carl?
Something isn't right. Has your asthma flared up again? You sound strange.
No?
Maybe our Skype connection isn't stable.
I thought you sounded a little robotic on your end, but I was going to fix it in post.
Maybe we should reboot and start the episode over?
Fine. But I think we've said some good things here. It would be a shame if our listeners missed your insights.
You are right again, Kat.
Let me do a run-through of our outro for practice, since I always flub it.
By all means.
And that's our show. Give us a call at 773-336-2686. Visit our website at scifipartyline.com. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Stitcher Radio. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. And we will see you at the party. Next time. Bye.
Bye. Ha ha ha.
End of line.